from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
Now, Nigel, I know you must be pretty exhausted from the many talks you've been doing recently, including learning technologies. And I had the pleasure of being in the room with you and the chair of the session, Celine Mullins. And as you're going through your talk, you put up a slide with a couple of books on it. And in the green room, we discussed that maybe we should talk about those because they're actually quite interesting books. And I think you've got some quite interesting insights to share with everyone on those. So we're going to use this episode to talk about the book Joined Up Thinking by Hannah Critchlow. Now, that's new to me, so I'm all ears. You did mention it in the talk, but this is your chance to elaborate. Tell us all about that book and why we should be reading it.
I love this book, Martin. Hannah Critchlow is a neuroscientist at Cambridge University. So she's an esteemed neuroscientist who's done research in her own right, but also has a kind of science communication role remit as well. So in this book, she's talking about her own stuff, but she's also talking about lots of other people's stuff. And basically what Hannah is saying, which is completely music to my ears, I have to confess. So I'm very, very biased about this book. What Hannah is saying is that individual smartness is one thing, but it's nothing in comparison to joined up thinking when human beings get together. And what she shows is that scientists have demonstrated when people are working together and are tuned in together, their brainwaves align. In other words, she's talking about something called the collective intelligence. And it's not a fantasy idea or a nice notion. It exists. If you have 10 people working in a room, tuned into each other, they deliver more thinking power than 10 individuals locked in a cell or locked in an individual space. Fact, not fiction, fact. So therefore, she starts the book on the premise that, let me quote her. "I've come to believe that the emphasis on individual smartness, a measured by exam performance, IQ tests, promotion at work, is not in our best interests. That is limiting to most of us and damaging to many. This isn't even the most effective model for coming up with the innovative solutions to complex problems that we all need." So she, in a sentence, has said more elegantly what I'm trying to say in a book. So one of us has got it right faster than the other. And I think it may be Hannah. She's bang on. She speaks a lot about schools and a lot about families and so on. But she does talk a little bit about work. And that's the chapter that I really loved. Let me, here we are. "Did you know, for example, that electrical oscillations between people's brains synchronize when they're engaged in a communal activity so that people are more likely to literally see the world in the same way?" And that's how you solve big, complex problems. And one of her keys to solving big, nitty, thorny problems is diversity. If you've got diverse minds getting into sync, you get a far wider perspective than you would ever get just by one person having, however deep their thoughts, however much they're identified as talent in their performance reviews, it is getting at the collective. And that is something that is really difficult to persuade organizations to do. So the chapter that I really think, if you don't read anything else, the one that you should read is Reshaping Our World to Boost Collective Intelligence and Harnessing Brain Power, Strategies for Smart Teams. They're the two chapters that I think are wonderful. So because she's saying that workplaces are missing massive opportunities to get more out of the people that they've got because they limit their communication powers. They put some people on a pedestal that we all have to listen to, and other people are ignored or belittled or undermined or told their views are not interesting. And what she's saying is you absolutely miss the trick of that combination and network of human brains. So it's really, in some ways, I could paraphrase her book and say it's not just joined up thinking, it's organizational learning. That's organizational learning, when the thinking is shared around the organization so that we can all make our small or bigger contribution to the collective whole. And it's a relatively short book. It's very easy to read. And I don't see why everybody listening to this podcast shouldn't rush out and buy Hannah's book, because it's really very, very interesting. And it does break the mold. It makes you look at the world a different way. That happens to be very conveniently my way of looking at the world. And that maybe have a little teeny bit to do with why I chose it. But nevertheless, I think it's a good, great and important book by someone with serious credibility. She doesn't make all this stuff up. It's all based on detailed, careful research with a nice bibliography at the end with all the acknowledgements.
That's great. I'm enjoying the fact that through your process of writing your own book, you're able to share, you know, some of the other ideas that you've scooped up along the way or that resonate with your thinking. So I look forward to us exploring some more ideas in future episodes, because I know that we're going to. So organizational learning is the key theme. But within that, we've got all these interesting ideas that really resonate for learning teams about how learning can be improved in the organization. So it's fantastic. Thanks, Nigel.
Pleasure. That's a pleasure, Martin. And just remember, this all started really in 2020. That's when the research began in earnest. So we're on to something, and it's new, and I think it's a game changer. Thank you very much, Martin. Always good to talk. From scratch.